from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Time to head on out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to longtime friend of the show, Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for the Sporting News. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well.
So, Mike, I just heard that you will not be going to Paris for the Olympics.
No, unfortunately. Of all the Olympics I would ever want to visit, that would be the one. I am one who says that if there's one place, like if you could only go travel extravagantly one time, that's the place. Paris. I'm a huge fan of Paris.
So, is this a company decision or is this personal decision?
No. It's just a question of economics. Being there doesn't generate enough income, so to speak. We can get as many people to read my writing about the women's soccer team, say, by me doing it from home as we can from being there. And right. It costs way more for me to be there than it does for me to be here.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be logging some crazy hours because they're 6 hours ahead. And obviously, if you want to watch stuff live, you got to be, watch stuff in the morning. There's obviously going to be, a lot of taped events that you got to watch. But, last night, Team USA played their final exhibition against Germany, beat them by 4. Just kind of reading up on the game. I guess LeBron had another good game, but the thing that's kind of alarming is the fact that they've been huge favorites in most of these games. Certainly against South Sudan, they were almost a 40-point favorite and win by 1. It's an old team. I know we're going to get into the Joel Embiid stuff because he hadn't looked great either, but how alarmed should USA fans be for this particular team heading into the pool play?
Well, I think it's fair to be concerned. I think alarm would be strong at this point because, remember, they don't have to win every game in Paris. They could still win gold without doing that.
Right.
You certainly have to win every game once you get into the knockout stage, but they could lose a pool game. Like they open against Serbia, and they beat Serbia badly in the, I think it was the second or third exhibition. It was a third. Mm-hmm. And they beat them badly. And I think there was a sense after they did that among the players that they were there, that they were good. And then Sudan and yesterday against Germany. The Sudan one I understood because I don't think they expected a lot from South Sudan. Mm-hmm. It's a very new team. They've only been a country for a dozen years, I think, and they're very new to the game. Now the players are all guys like Shayok and Peter Jock. I mean, they're all very capable players, but as a team, they haven't been around very long, so I don't think they feared that, and it nearly got them. But the Germany thing was there was sort of a revenge game because Germany knocked them out of the FIBA World Cup last year and cost them a medal, and I thought that there would be more energy and togetherness in that game, and there really wasn't. Joel Embiid, we can talk about that. But the decision to demote Tyrese Haliburton, I keep looking. Is he hurt? Is he hurt? Like, what is going on? Because he's the only guy on the team that moves the ball. They just don't pass it.
Right.
They don't work hard enough on offense. They look for the easy open shot, like the first open shot, rather than, like, let's dunk on them every single time, which that's what the opposition is doing. They're either dunking or getting a wide open three because they run their action. U.S. doesn't do it.
The thing that kind of strikes me is, yeah, I mean, they've struggled in most of these games, with the exception of Serbia. But do you think that this team eventually will just say, okay, those were exhibition games. You know, we weren't great. Now we really got to turn it on because it's for real now. Is that possible?
It's certainly possible. Yeah, absolutely. They could, but why not at least, you know, show that you're going to be together and show that you're going to work hard on offense. And I don't know that I don't think their defensive togetherness has been great, but I'm not as concerned about that. But I'm concerned about the lack of cohesion on offense. They turn it over at a ridiculous level. I mean, you're talking about well into the teens, the high teens, in turnovers in a 40-minute game. I mean, that's dreadful. And again, a guy like Halliburton, who is a phenomenal passer and who made the biggest shots in the Australia game to win that game, and then all of a sudden, because he had a bad defensive game against Carlique Jones of South Sudan, and just about everybody who guarded Carlique Jones had a bad defensive game, all of a sudden Derek White takes his spot, and Derek White has not added anything.
Huh.
They've subtracted that ball movement and the threat of the deep three in exchange for defense that isn't coming, because White hasn't been better.
Mike, I'm struggling to embrace this team, and it's kind of been this way for a while. I'm kind of also kind of struggling it's well documented on the show, with just sort of the NBA in general, the style of play. You lament the number of turnovers and just the reckless three-point shooting that the game has evolved into. I don't know. Do you find yourself kind of feeling the same way, or are you just sort of this patriotic and, you know, rah, rah, rah about this team as you would say, you know, back in the day, 20 years ago?
Yeah. How likable are they?
Oh, I like the players. I mean, Steph and LeBron and, you know, I like the group. Anthony Edwards fascinates me because of, you know, his audacity as a player. He really has amazing confidence and does some just stupefying things on the floor that just take your breath away. He's an amazing player. So I don't have any problem with that. And I honestly don't have a problem with what the NBA has evolved into with the emphasis on the deep shot. Although I do think there is an element of, I think one of the things that I think just about everybody in sports is forgetting is that the whole idea behind Moneyball was not that these, you know, seven stats or whatever, are the ones that define baseball greatness. No, it's these seven stats, everybody's missing it, and I can take advantage of that. Well, like, somewhere out there's a guy like Kareem or Hakeem or someone like that could really tear up the low post. And nobody's chasing him, and to exploit the fact that nobody could guard it, especially if you stretch the floor, they don't do nearly enough with that. I don't think they exploit the inefficiencies that they've created in their own game, and some of that is the clubbishness that's in the NBA. One thing that I found in the NBA when I started being around it more, when I started to work at the Sporting News. There is that feeling about the NBA where everybody just wants to be in the league. And if you're in the league, you're having a great life. And, you know, being the best, I don't mean that necessarily among the players. I think that they work as hard as you can possibly work. But I do think that there's that free thinking or forward thinking is not always embraced at the NBA level.
Mike, is there concern that there are seven players on this Team USA roster that are 30-plus or older? Not just from the Olympic, you know, perspective, but from the team perspective in the NBA. Are some of the team, you know, owners and general managers worried that these guys who are up there in years are overtaxing themselves over in Paris?
Well, I think it's possible that they're worried about it, but I don't really worry about that. You know what I mean? I remember years ago, Mark Cuban complained about that, I think it was even before he had Luka Doncic that he complained about the concept of players who are under contract to the Mavericks or whomever playing internationally. But I've always thought that that was kind of a specious argument, because if you've been around NBA players, and there are people who've been around them a lot more than me, but when I've been around NBA players, they are as hardworking athletes as you could possibly ask for. I remember one time I was in Vegas during the summer recruiting thing, and I happened to be in the gym at one of the high schools out there when Tim Gergerich was going to do a workout for some guys. And I mean, these guys were, you know, I can't say exactly who was involved, but they were big time guys, because I don't want to misplace myself seeing this and saying it was that. But I remember, like, just being just flabbergasted at the level of work ethic that these guys would have on a Sunday, on a summer afternoon in Vegas, when they could be lounging by the pool. And I'm like, I was amazed at how hard they were willing to work to get better. Mm. So they're going to be working hard to get better, whether they're playing with USA across their chest or playing pickup in the UCLA gym. So I don't think there's anything really to that argument.
Mike, you mentioned Embiid, and you wrote about this, and you talked about how he only played in 40 games in the regular season because of the injury. And he hasn't looked good in these exhibition games. He's looked out of shape. He doesn't look healthy. Anthony Davis has looked better. Do you expect Anthony Davis? First of all, talk about Embiid in this play and how bad it's been. And then do you expect Davis to be the starter once pool play starts?
I think they're kind of at the point now where they're committed to this. And there is something to be said for it, because Anthony Davis does change the game every time he comes in. So there's that. I wanted yesterday for Kerr to play the final minutes more strategically relative to those two players, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. And maybe he will when the games start to count. But there was a time where, okay, you're up five, like, get Joel out of there. I mean, Anthony Davis, even on Joel's best day, Anthony is like three times the defensive player he is. So you've got a lead. There's not much time left. Get your best defensive guy out there and protect it. And he did that eventually, but I thought it took too long to do that. Mm. So maybe it comes when they start to play games for real. But Embiid has not – he is probably the chief offender when I talk about not working hard enough on offense. He gets the basketball. He's isolated. He could take a dribble and maybe get to the rim and lay it in, or maybe get fouled, get an and one, and he just does a turnaround jumper with nobody underneath because they're stretching the floor to give him space. And so it's just a 45% shot when he could have a 90% shot. Mm. That's just not good basketball. And that's been a lot of what he's done in these prep games, is take the easy way out. Defensively, he's barely putting any effort in. They're having to play drop because he won't or can't go out and chase the bigs he's going against. And in the kind of basketball that's played in FIBA, you absolutely have to be able to be out there. Mm. Especially Germany yesterday, they had multiple bigs, including Mo Wagner, who can bust a three with anybody.
Yeah,
and he wasn't even trying. And so, yeah, I worry about that. Now, they have played five games without Kevin Durant. Right. And if he is healthy enough to play in Paris, they don't necessarily have to have a center on the floor. Or they could have Bam Adebayo, and you've got KD as a guy who can switch onto any player and do some rim protection and be the best offensive player on the floor. And so maybe that at that point, the pressure for Embiid to be significant drops, but I don't know what's going on with KD. They've been very circumspect about that.
Hmm. So game one is Sunday at 11:15 against Serbia, who you mentioned they destroyed in the exhibition, but they got the Joker. All right, so they obviously got a couple good players. They're 15.5 point favorites. The U.S. is 15.5 point favorites in that game. Just kind of talk about what you expect for that game, and then what other country poses a threat in your mind for the gold?
Well, I think that, as we saw yesterday, Germany is the reigning World Cup champion. They're not as talented as the U.S., but they've got enough to be in the game. The real threats, I think, are France, because they can play Wembanyama, as a power forward, because they've got size adjacent to him as well. I think they're a threat. I don't think Spain is what they've been. Yeah, there's a funny story about Spain. Spain has a player named Lorenzo Brown in their rotation. He was one of the leading scorers in their qualification campaign. Lorenzo Brown grew up in Georgia, played at NC State, has played basketball, professional basketball, in 9 different countries. None of them are Spain,
right.
And yet he's a member of the Spanish national team. That is the best story, I think, about Olympic basketball that you can tell.
Well, it's kind of like Embiid, who grew up in Cameroon and moved here when he was 16,
right.
But he's playing here.
He can play for 3 different countries if he wants to.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing.
But at least Joel grew up in basketball here, has been here for almost 15 years. Lorenzo Brown never lived in Spain.
Yeah, that is
and
strange.
And he's a member of the Spanish national team.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
All right, well, have fun watching the Olympics from your house.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
That's Mike DeCourcy, longtime hoops writer for the Sporting News. He's probably been coming on the show for 25-plus years.
Yeah, he's great.
One of our first guests ever, Mike DeCourcy. Coming up next, we get into EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Time now for EB's entertainment page. Of course, it's sponsored. He's going to fumble for the sponsorship, and I'm going to hand it to him right here.
Thank you. It's because I don't think about that right before cakes. I'm too busy grinding. I'm doing my research.
You're on your grind.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Hall of Famers do, EB. They grind.
Grind. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, you know him, you love him, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. I think I keep remembering back to a spot I read like a few weeks ago. I think the electric were like 1.7, something like that. Very, very, very low on the electric, too. They have military discounts, all that great stuff for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWoffairfax.com.
Thank you, sir. Need that back. A lot of important information on this sheet, EB.
All right, I'm just going to lead with this because Drabs brought her up like 19 times this morning already. Blake Lively did the red carpet.
Yep.
And with Gigi Hadid, is that her name?
Correct.
And let me see. I'm not even, everyone is saying it was a Deadpool deal. That reference is lost on me.
Blake Lively is dressed in the same colors as the Deadpool suit that her husband Ryan Reynolds is wearing, obviously in Deadpool and Wolverine, which hits theaters this Friday.
Okay.
Whichever Hadid was on the carpet,
Gigi
is dressed like Wolverine.
Right.
See, they're doing a Deadpool Wolverine bit.
Okay, gotcha.
There you
go. And
have
that's obviously the movie.
Yes, that is
that's a movie we'll never see.
Right.
We have no interest in.
I'll probably see it.
Will
I'll
you
be
see
honest.
It?
This isn't the first one.
No.
There's been a bunch of Deadpools.
Yeah, Deadpool's been a successful franchise.
I got to believe I'm not the only one that doesn't know. There's got to be some people like me. What is Deadpool? What is it?
He's kind of like an anti-hero.
So Deadpool is a person.
Oh, he's definitely a person.
His name.
It's not like the name of a comic.
Reynolds plays a guy named Deadpool.
Correct.
Okay, so that's actually okay, I get Wolverine's a person. I get that or whatever. A superhero. Deadpool, all right, what's Deadpool's superpower or negative power? Is Deadpool a good guy or bad guy?
He's a good guy, but he doesn't act like a typical superhero. He's snarky. He's funny. He's kind of abrasive.
Uh-huh. Does he have a superpower?
Does he have
an arm sleeve or like a hook?
Drab, you might need to help me.
Is he fast? Is he really fast?
He carries around two swords. I know that.
Oh, so he's got a sword.
Okay. But his face is all banged up. I don't know the full Deadpool backstory. Somebody would have to help me with that.
I literally thought Deadpool was like
Deadpool
10 people.
it was a dead person.
I had no idea.
It's one guy.
And Deadpool and Wolverine are buddies? Or are they?
They're buddies.
Are they villains?
They're buddies.
Oh. Is Wolverine typically, again, I have no file other than I know Hugh Jackman played Wolverine.
Yes,
at some point.
That's correct.
Is Wolverine a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Yeah. He's part of the X-Men, in case you were wondering. This is way too geeky for you.
No, it's fine. Millions of people
love
this.
Do you know Wolverine's, his superpower?
I feel like
I'm about to tell you.
He turns into a Wolverine.
He has claws that pop out of his skin.
I've seen his claws.
And he has a skeleton that has been rebuilt with a super strong metal called adamantium, which makes him basically bulletproof, impervious to pain and punishment.
Right.
I know too much.
No, I think it's good. Listen, I'm not disparaging it. I know there are tens of millions of people that love this.
Yeah.
I just don't have a file.
If you have more of a file on Deadpool specifically, call us and get us up to speed. 800-636-1067.
Deadpool, minor Marvel character that they've blown up?
Yes. Pretty much, yes.
That'd be fair to say.
Mm-hmm. They've turned it into a massive franchise.
Yeah. What about Wolverine? Was Wolverine a bigger character?
Wolverine's always been big
seller.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Does he wear the national championship ring during the movie?
That's a good zing. He might.
Does he play good defense?
I've only seen the trailers, but I'm not 100% sure.
Eric, what in-studio guest has been in the Deadpool movies? Comedian.
The guy that tried to blow up stuff. He's crazy. Yeah. Stand-up. Tall guy.
The tall guy.
Dorky guy.
TJ Miller.
TJ Murray. TJ Miller.
We like TJ.
I like him. But he's got a wild history, and if you just do a little, he's wild. I do like him.
You believe everything? Maybe not everything's true. I think he's denied a lot of it.
Okay. I haven't had a conversation with him.
About the bomb on the train thing. I don't know what happened there.
I just know he's wild, and he doesn't like Ryan Reynolds. He thinks Ryan Reynolds is a big phony.
Oh, really?
They talked about that.
Yeah, they had falling out. You talked about it on the air, I think.
We talk a lot of things on the air you don't remember. So.
All right, well, I remember that. Trust me. Most in-studio guys, I'll remember.
I remember seeing...
We've had him twice.
I didn't see Ryan Reynolds, but I saw Blake Lively at the Bahamas because they were there the last time I was there. She was pregnant.
Yeah. Right?
But apparently Ryan Reynolds was going to Starbucks every morning and people would see him.
Right.
But I saw Blake Lively walking around and she was, even in like 8 months pregnant, a smoke show.
Did you have to do push-ups or jumping jacks after you saw her?
No.
You know why? You know why I asked that?
No.
Because this is a story that Valdez has given me.
All right.
That there is a Hollywood intimacy coordinator that says when guys, you know, they always act like when they do sex scenes in the movies that it's all totally non-sexual.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. Mm-hmm. You got producers everywhere. It's not a sexual environment. But it is a fact that some men do get aroused during the scenes. I mean, it is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the intimacy coordinator says, what she tells them to do is do jumping jacks or push-ups to get the blood flow heading in another direction.
Oh.
Got it.
So they want to go opposite.
Interesting.
Right. Yep. That is an interesting
point. Yeah.
You think that would work for guys that have too much Viagra?
That I don't know. Probably not.
I was actually talking to a buddy, and I was asking if he ever tried it. And he said no, because he was afraid it would last for 10 hours.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a common fear that people have.
I thought Viagra's only supposed to last, like, be effective, like, 3 to 4 hours.
Well, I think people, yeah, but maybe they OD.
Okay,
I don't know.
Maybe they take too much, yeah.
We always hear kind of like those stories that guys end up in a hospital because, you know, you won't.
Sure.
Just do push-ups.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Apparently, that's all
that's
you do.
The move.
You do push-ups.
By the way, getting back to TJ Miller for just a second, I know Deadpool's not your thing, but if you want to see him in a really good comedy. Now, this movie's been out since 2010. She's Out of My League. Very funny. You would probably like it.
You think?
I think you would like it.
All right.
If you ever have it like 90 minutes or whatever.
He was also in the movie.
He plays a character called Stainer is his name.
All right.
He was also in the movie. What's the movie he was in where the aliens attacked New York?
Cloverfield.
Yeah, he was in Cloverfield.
Yes. All right, let's go to Rich.
He's much more likely to watch She's Out of My League
than Cloverfield.
Than Cloverfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to Rich in Olney. Rich. Hey, Rich. What's up, buddy?
Morning, Joe. How you guys doing?
Hello,
today?
Rich.
Rich, when was the last time you saw Cakes wandering around Olney?
I haven't seen Cakes in a while now. I don't know what's going on. I think he's just trying to avoid me.
Where would you normally see him?
I'm out and about all the time.
Where would you normally see Cakes?
Usually at the Harris Theater.
The teeter, yeah.
Gotcha.
I need to get a deal with the teeter. Yeah. Can somebody work
so
on
do
that?
I.
An account executive, please.
I need one. If you get one, I need one.
All right, what you got?
Because I'm
Rich.
There just as much as you are.
It's true.
Well, I was gonna give Cakes. Cakes gets a solid B+ on his knowledge of Marvel, right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll take a B+.
So Deadpool is a highly skilled assassin, and then he gets super healing powers. So what happens is his entire lower body could get chopped off. And then it grows back.
Okay, that's right. I forgot
so that's
about
how
that.
He gets all his powers.
What does that happen to, like a lizard
ones.
Or something? Like if you
yeah,
cut
like a lizard, if you grab its tail or chop its tail off, regrows its tail.
Right.
Pretty cool.
All right, exactly. That's pretty cool.
Well, Deadpool, it makes it kind of funny, though, because let's just say he loses his legs. Then he grows like baby legs. He has to go through like an accelerated process.
Right.
So he's like wobbling around with baby legs for like a couple days, and they use that as a bunch of jokes.
I think that because Deadpool is funny and snarky, like if EB gave it a chance,
he'd like it.
He might like it.
Nah, he'd be bored.
Of all the Marvel movies, he might like it.
I like some of the Batman stuff.
Yeah. This is
if
a different
EB watched Deadpool Part 1, I actually think he would laugh a lot because it is definitely not a normal superhero kind of movie. Just lots of fighting and lots of dirty jokes.
Right.
I like dirty jokes.
Sure, who doesn't?
My problem if I go and see some of these is I don't know any of the shtick. Like, I don't know any of the, like, the references.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm just lost.
Okay.
Most of it's lost.
Well, you wouldn't need to with the first one.
Yeah.
The first one, you wouldn't need to know anything.
Right.
Tell the whole story.
Right. I mean, what was the one? What was the Batman one where, like, Jack Nicholson was the Joker or whatever?
I mean, that's Batman from, like, 1989.
Okay.
That's
I like that one.
Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson, the OG Batman.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah, like it. I know Batman.
What do you know about Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
I liked him.
Okay.
I thought that was great casting.
Sure. Right? It is good casting.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Cakes, this is a terrible story.
Okay.
Although, if you saw the woman, you wouldn't be surprised. Pan Zhaoling from China.
Okay.
Died last week from a stomach tear while gorging on 22 pounds of food during a live stream of a 10-hour food binge of chocolate cake, chicken, and seafood after her stomach ripped open.
Well, why did she think it was a good idea to go on some like 20-hour food binge and just keep on eating and eating?
I don't know.
It just killed her.
She's an enormous woman. She was live streaming, just shoving food. Just imagine Rom, a female Rom, just shoving food.
Rom is getting a lot of he's taking a lot of bullets today.
Poor Rom. So she just ate and ate and ate and ate
until her
died.
Stomach ripped open during the live stream. Died on the live stream.
Oh, that's horrible.
Only 24 years old. Here's
how many people were watching as it happened.
Oh, I don't know. But that's...
It was just a matter of time if she's 700 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, look at her arm fat at 24. How do you have forearms?
Terrible story.
That are that
she gave
enormous.
Up years ago.
Huh? By the way, did you notice that there was another photo? There have been photos over the last year or so. But when Tiger was following Charlie around, he wasn't wearing his leg sleeve.
I saw it.
And did you see the scar on the one side of the leg? I mean, it is like 20 inches.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's bad. I mean, that's why you and I always debate. You say he can just go out and play as much as he wants.
I'm not saying as much as he wants.
His leg hurts all the time, I guarantee you.
I think he's getting better. In fact, somebody I saw.
I'm not saying he's not getting better, but I guarantee you every day the leg hurts.
I don't doubt it.
It has to.
I don't doubt it. One of the guys said. And they were insinuating, basically, Tiger loves it when everyone doubts him. It fuels him, right? So this is, again, peak Tiger doubting.
Yeah.
Right.
And they think he might try to play, maybe 8 events or something next year. Because he knows he can't just play 4 and win.
Yeah.
He's getting healthier than he's been in years. And then he might try to play, 8 events.
Why wouldn't he play the 3M this week? You know, just like
it just
one
means
of the,
nothing to him, I just, guess.
I know, but to kind of prove to people.
I know, I agree.
I mean, what if you finish top 10 at the 3M?
I agree.
Even though the field is not strong.
But, I wish he would.
I mean,
but he's
you're
got,
right.
But he is busy following his kid around.
Okay, I'm just using an example. I'm just talking about, you know, one of the subpar tournaments where the field is subpar.
But Valdez, did you see the photo of the stitches on the leg?
I did. Looks like a shark bite.
It looked like, Alex Smith. And you could tell they put
it does.
They put muscle or something, probably from his butt cheek or something down there, slabs of meat on the side of his leg.
He's lucky to have that leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That compound fracture, whatever that he got, they call it a pedal fracture, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In car accidents, very common. That often guys do lose their legs. I mean, there's no doubt it was serious. I mean,
very, very calculated by Tiger. I'm just saying, after Monty destroys them before the Open, then everyone's Team Monty because he shoots 15 under, conveniently shows up to Charlie's tournament without his leg sleeve.
Hey, it's Monty from the Starboard.
So that everyone... Show people what I'm dealing with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably true.
I'm Team Monty from the Starboard, not Colin Montgomery.
Yeah,
he's a D-bag.
Team Monty.
I'm that
is team Monty still down there?
100%.
Cakes.
He's like the mayor of Dewey Beach. Yeah.
I have more. Yeah, I feel like I have more EP.
All right. You do?
I feel like we could dive into some of these.
Why? What's the? All right, for the next segment.
All right, for the next segment.
Yeah.
There's a major celebrity that admits he's like us, Cakes.
Okay.
He thinks about death all the time.
Oh, I need to know who this is.
Oh,
he thinks about death all the time.
I think there's only one person in this room who thinks about it all the time.
I think you're kind of with me.
I mean, I don't think about it as much as you, but
we're in lockstep. All right, we'll do that next here on The Fan. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we will get into the Commanders. It is the first day of training camp. We'll have some Dan Quinn news. Give another quick recap of the media event that Jason and I attended last night. So we'll do that at 9 o'clock.
You guys are out there on the schmooze.
That's right. Correct. We were doing our thing out and about on the town. last night.
Excuse me. All right. So I mentioned before that there is a very famous actor, celebrity, who admitted in an interview that he thinks about death all the time. You guys care to
Was he asked about that? I would love to guess,
but I need some hints.
Did he just offer that up, or was he asked about it?
I guess he kind of offers
it up. Is this guy older or younger than the Junks?
He's older than us.
Okay.
Not markedly older. I mean, on paper it looks older, but it's really not that much far. It's not that far away from us, really.
So I'm going to put him on late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah. Just an actor.
Early 60s. Tom Cruise?
I'm going to throw a dart.
Not Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt.
Not Brad Pitt. He's an actor of renown, but I don't think anybody really thinks he's a great actor.
I was going to say.
I think that's a giveaway. I think I just gave it.
I was going to say Ben Affleck, but
no, same thing, but Ben Affleck is probably about a year or two younger than us.
Give us another hint.
Where's action? He's been in action movies.
Keanu Reeves is
59 years old.
He looks amazing.
He thinks about death all the time.
Many people think about avoiding death. I'm 59, so I think about death all the time.
Oh, he's my guy. He's my spirit animal.
He says it's a good thing, though. Hopefully, it's not crippling. Hopefully, it sensitizes us to an appreciation of the breath we have, the relationships we have, the potential to have, to sort of take in each moment and appreciate it, Cakes, because sure. Time is short.
It's also fleeting.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Keanu's my guy.
Yeah.
Like me some Keanu Reeves. Like me some John Rick.
I mean, it's been well established that I think about it all the time. I talked to my mother mentioned, we talk about death. Every time I talk to my mom, she has to tell me how grateful she is to still be alive. Literally every single time. Every conversation I have is always the same conversation.
You're just on a hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel of I'm just thankful to still be here.
I try not to. I mean, I do think about it. I try not to because it's just so depressing. But I can see why you would say that, though. I mean, when you get into your 50s, you start thinking about
your mortality.
Possible ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start thinking
every
about
possible way that it can happen.
You know what? I got a kick out of this the other day because Drabby admitted. Now, Drabby's what? How old is Drab?
40. I'm going to put it at 40.
41?
40 or 41. He's one of those two.
Drab admitted that he's starting to hit the physical decline. And that's about when it happens. When you're 41, 42, like you notice you're not quite as spry as you once were. And I got a little kick out of it because it's a horrifying feeling.
I don't remember saying that. You might have me confused with Valdez or something.
No. You said to me, we were throwing the football with Mike.
Oh, yeah. You need a little warm up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the older you get, you need a warm up.
You're at that age where you still think you're still clinging to your youth.
I think you're actually trying to bring me down because you were blown away by my spiral and your spiral was nubs. And now you're trying, and you vocalize that.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just I want you to experience the awfulness that is aging.
You don't want him to cling to being young? You don't want him to keep that vitality and youth?
No, I want him to feel old like we do.
Yeah, but he's not old like us. He's like 12 years younger.
He is, but he admitted that he's not the same.
I will be 42 next week.
Okay. I knew you were 40 or 41.
Words,
I wasn't sure.
You won't start documenting your vertical so every year we could see how it decreases.
By the way, that was a very thinly veiled.
It's always
veiled,
been a nubs.
Very thinly veiled. It's my birthday next week. Let's celebrate me.
Do you want to celebrate?
No. In fact,
right, Mike?
No.
Are you getting to that point? You hate birthdays now?
You won't remember anyway, so
I won't be here.
How will you?
That's true. You won't be.
How will you?
Here.
How will you celebrate?
No plans.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, low key.
Just a dinner,
yeah.
Like you and your wife.
Dinner with Sarah.
It's our anniversary today.
Happy birthday anniversary!
Anniversary.
It is anniversary number.
You knew that was coming.
Wait, I'm going to say you've been married
9 years.
Ago, 10.
How long
ago was the hottest wedding on record? 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Oh, I'm all selling. Right. Look at that.
All right. Yep.
That was a hot-ass wedding.
Hottest ever.
You barely showed up. What do you know?
I was there long enough to know it was hot.
On the surface of the sun. Basically, it was so hot.
Uh-huh. I was there as long as you were.
Money earning Mount Vernon.
Oh, you showed up but late.
Yeah. I didn't show up
the
late.
The ceremony but late.
No, he showed up when I was walking down the aisle. Remember our wedding was like half hour late, and then he wanted it to be over, and he showed up right when I was walking down the aisle.
Well, there was traffic, right. And I
you
stayed.
Tried to time it.
I tried to time it perfectly.
Yeah.
But I stayed for the reception.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's not like saying. I just saw him say, I do, and then I rolled.
Hey, listen, a lot of people just go to receptions. A lot of people don't go
I think wedding ceremonies are boring, and they
generally
they're everlasting.
You're probably correct.
But, what was it?
By the way, so yesterday I saw this this reel or something from this doctor. It was a heart doctor. And this
a
is
legit
on,
doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a cardiologist.
Okay.
And it's just on the heels of Keanu Reeves thinking about death all the time. And the title is, and you see these kinds of things all the time, four things he avoids to have a healthy heart and live a long life.
I hope I avoid these things, but I'm guessing I don't.
I looked at the four things. Now, some of these kind of feed on each other. They're not really sort of distinctly different.
All right.
But you have the buzz.
Got
the
it
buzz
ready. Got
ready.
It ready.
Okay. First thing that this cardiologist avoids to live a long life and have a healthy heart, fast food.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I don't eat it all the time, but I'll be honest. Yeah. Sometimes you eat fast food.
It's good.
Who doesn't eat fast food?
I mean, it's delicious.
We all eat fast food.
Yeah.
Number two, soda.
I definitely don't avoid that.
I mean.
I have right here. Yeah. Delicious Coke Zero, 20-ouncer.
Soda. All right.
So good.
Now, the third one is kind of it's the same thing. He definitely mentioned alcohol.
Of course.
Alcohol.
You knew that was going to be in there.
I mean, I'm literally over.
Early then, grave, here I come.
And I don't. I definitely eat fast food and I have alcohol. I don't drink soda.
All right, yeah. So you're good.
I'm not a big
soda
person.
You're only two for three.
Yeah.
I'm three for three.
Can I miss one of these?
But alcohol is worse for you than
you
soda.
You will miss this last one.
I am. Okay.
Basically.
All right.
I'm the only one here that's four for four.
Sugar.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Well, we all eat cheese.
The four things you're supposed to eat.
He eats cheese.
Is my primary. That's my primary diet.
That is. You love cheese.
Alcohol, cheese, soda, fast food.
You love cheese more than the rats that are scurrying around down by Half Street.
Yes.
You love it so much.
God, that was so depressing when I saw
that
yesterday.
True. I do eat cheese on pizza, but I don't go into like my meat drawer at my fridge and just pull out hunks of cheddar or Colby or
no,
whatever,
I do.
That's true.
Whatever he's consuming and just
extra sharp.
Yeah, I don't.
I always buy a block of white extra sharp and a block of orange extra sharp every single time I go to the grocery.
That is gross.
So, Cakes, you like cheese, but you don't like queso.
I love queso.
Oh, you love queso.
Love queso because it's melted.
So he loves
anything
melted.
He doesn't like cold cheese.
He doesn't love
cold
cheese.
Yeah, I don't like cold cheese.
It's a weird
bit. So grilled cheese?
That's one where I make an exception. Don't like grilled cheeses. Mm. But here's the weird twist. I make a silly grilled cheese.
So you're
I'm amazing at making grilled cheeses and then giving them to my kids because I won't eat them.
Okay.
Those are monstrosities.
And then finally, last but not least, there is a rock musician who's 74 years old.
Okay.
Who is officially a billionaire now, Cakes. Do you care to guess? What rock musician?
I think I know it. I'm just going to throw a dart. I'm guessing because he probably sold his catalog to, I don't know, Sony Music or somebody for big dollars. My guess would be Bruce Springsteen because I think he's around that age.
He sold his music catalog for $500 million 3 years ago.
Man.
He is now officially, the Bruce is officially a billionaire.
The boss. Mm. Good for him.
Huh? Does you think he worries about the fact that Peacock upped their subscription price to $7.99.
He doesn't even know what Peacock is.
It went from $5.99 to $7.99.
Did they pull the okey-doke on us?
I get salty on that.
Hey, should I go to Judy now or when we come back for break about Drabby? What do you think? You go to her when we come back?
We can come back, yeah.
Yeah, go to her when we come back. Judy works at the Bowie Radio Museum.
Oh, we might have an in.
Yes. Maybe we can. We may not get in the Hall of Fame, but we can at least get in the Bowie Radio Museum.
I mean, if we can't make the Bowie Hall of Fame, then we are true losers. All right, we'll talk to her next, and we'll get into some Dan Quinn news from the Commanders. Maybe even touch on our media event that we attended last night. We'll do all that when we come back. 9 o'clock, we will get into the Commanders. It is the first day of training camp. We'll have some Dan Quinn news. Give another quick recap of the media event that Jason and I attended last night. So we'll do that at 9 o'clock.
You guys are out there on the schmooze.
That's right. Correct. We were you know, doing our thing out and about on the town last night.
Excuse me. All right. So I mentioned before that there is a very famous actor, celebrity, who admitted in an interview that he thinks about death all the time. You guys care to
Was he asked about that? I would love to guess,
but I need some hints.
Did he just offer that up, or was he asked?
I guess
about
he kind of offers.
Is this guy older or younger than the Junks?
He's older than us.
Okay,
not markedly older. I mean, on paper it looks older, but it's really not that much. It's not that far away from us, really.
So I'm going to put him on late '50s, early '60s.
Yeah. Just an actor.
Early '60s. Tom Cruise?
I'm going to throw a dart.
Not Tom Cruise.
Brad Pitt.
Not Brad Pitt. He's an actor of renown, but I don't think anybody really thinks he's a great actor.
Oh. I was going to say.
I think that's a giveaway. I think I just gave it.
I was going to say Ben Affleck, but
no, same thing, but Ben Affleck is probably about a year or two younger than us.
Give us another hint.
Where's action? He's been in action movies.
Keanu Reeves.
Is 59 years old.
He looks amazing.
He thinks about death all the time.
Many people think about avoiding death. I'm 59, so I think about death all the time.
Oh, he's my guy. He's my spirit animal.
He says it's a good thing, though. Hopefully, it's not crippling. Hopefully, it sensitizes us to an appreciation of the breath we have, the relationships we have, the potential to have, to sort of take in each moment and appreciate it, Cakes, because time is short.
It's also fleeting.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Keanu's my guy.
Yeah.
Like me some Keanu Reeves. Like me some John Rick.
I mean, it's been well established that I think about it all the time. I talked to my mother mentioned, we talk about death. Every time I talk to my mom, she has to tell me how grateful she is to still be alive. Literally every single time. Every conversation I have is always the same conversation.
You're just on a hamster wheel.
Hamster wheel of I'm just thankful to still be here.
I try not to. I mean, I do think about it. I try not to because it's just so depressing. But I can see why you would say that, though. I mean, when you get into your 50s, you start thinking about
your mortality.
Possible ways.
Yeah,
you start thinking
every
about
possible way that it can happen.
You know what? I got a kick out of this the other day because Drabby admitted. Now, Drabby's what? How old is Drab?
40, I'm going to put it at 40.
41?
40 or 41. He's one of those two.
Drab admitted that he's starting to hit the physical decline.
Oh, he
right?
did?
And that's about when it happens. When you're 41, 42, like you notice you're not quite as spry as you once were. And I got a little kick out of it because it's a horrifying feeling.
I don't remember saying that. You might have me confused with Valdez or something.
No. You said to me, we were throwing the football with Mike.
Oh, yeah. You need a little warm up.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, the older you get, you need a warm up.
You're at that age where you still think you're still clinging to your youth.
I think you're actually trying to bring me down because you were blown away by my spiral and your spiral was nubs. And now you're trying, and you vocalize that.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just I want you to experience the awfulness that it is. That is aging.
You don't want him to cling to being young. You don't want him to keep that vitality and youth.
No, I want him to feel old like we do.
Yeah, but he's not old like us. He's like 12 years younger.
He is, but he admitted that he's not the same.
I will be 42 next week.
Okay, I knew you were 40 or 41.
In other words,
I wasn't sure.
You won't start documenting your vertical so every year we could see how it decreases.
By the way, that was a very thinly veiled.
It's always been a nubs.
Very thinly veiled. It's my birthday next week. Let's celebrate me.
Do you want to celebrate?
No. In fact,
right, Mike?
No.
Are you going to hate birthdays now?
You won't remember anyway, so.
I won't be here.
How will you?
That's true. You won't be
how
here.
Will
I'm
you,
not be
how
here.
Will you celebrate?
No plans.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah,
just a dinner,
Loki,
like you and your wife.
Dinner with Sarah.
It's our anniversary today.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Anniversary buns.
It is anniversary number.
You knew that was coming.
Wait, I'm going to say you've been married.
9 years.
Ten.
How long ago was the hottest wedding on record? 8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Oh, I'm silly. Right. Look at that.
All right. Yeah.
That was a hot-ass wedding.
Hottest ever.
You barely showed up. What do you know?
Drab.
Well, I was there long enough to know it was hot.
On the surface of the sun. face. It was so hot.
I was there as long as you were.
Money earning Mount Vernon.
Oh, you showed up but late.
Yeah. I didn't show up
the
late.
The ceremony but late.
No, he showed up when I was walking down the aisle. Remember our wedding was like half hour late, and then he wanted it to be over, and he showed up right when I was walking down the aisle.
Well, there was traffic, and I stayed.
Tried to time it.
I tried to time it perfectly.
Yeah,
but I stayed for the reception.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's not like saying. I just saw him say I do, and then I rolled.
Hey, listen. A lot of people just go to receptions. A lot of people don't
I think wedding ceremonies are boring, and they
generally
are everlasting.
You're probably correct.
But what was that?
By the way, so yesterday I saw this this reel or something from this doctor. It was a heart doctor,
and
this
is a legit doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a cardiologist.
Okay.
And it's just on the heels of Keanu Reeves thinking about death all the time. And the title is, and you see these kinds of things all the time, four things he avoids to have a healthy heart and live a long life.
I hope I avoid these things, but I'm guessing I don't.
I looked at the four things. Now, some of these kind of feed on each other. They're not really sort of distinctly different.
All right.
But you have the buzz.
Got
the buzz
ready. Got it ready.
Okay. First thing that this cardiologist avoids to live a long life and have a healthy heart, fast food.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I don't eat it all the time, but I'll be honest. Yeah. Sometimes you eat fast food.
It's good.
Who doesn't eat
fast food? I mean, it's delicious.
We all eat fast food.
Yeah.
Number two, soda.
I definitely don't avoid that.
I mean.
right here. Yeah. Delicious Coke Zero, 20-ouncer.
Soda. All right.
So good.
Now, the third one is
third
kind of it's the same thing.
He definitely mentioned alcohol.
Of course.
Alcohol.
You knew that was going to be in there.
I mean, I'm literally over.
Early grave, here I come.
And I don't. I definitely eat fast food, and I have alcohol. I don't drink soda.
All right, so you're good.
I'm not a big soda person.
You're only 2 for 3.
Yeah.
I'm 3 for 3.
Can I miss one of these?
But alcohol is worse for you than
soda.
You
will miss this last one.
I am. Okay.
Basically.
All right.
I'm the only one here that's 4 for 4.
Sugar.
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese.
Well, we all eat cheese.
The four things you're supposed to eat.
He eats cheese.
Is my
pizza.
Primary. That's my primary diet.
That is. You love cheese.
Alcohol, cheese, soda, fast food.
You love cheese more than the rats that are scurrying around down by Half Street.
Yes.
You love it so much.
God, that was so depressing when I saw yesterday.
True. I do eat cheese on pizza, but I don't go into like my meat drawer at my fridge and just pull out hunks of cheddar or Colby or whatever he's consuming and just
extra sharp.
Yeah, I don't.
I always buy a block of white extra sharp and a block of orange extra sharp every single time I go to the grocery.
That is gross.
So, Cakes, you like cheese, but you don't like queso.
I love queso.
Oh, you love queso.
Love queso because it's melted.
So he loves
anything
melted.
He doesn't like cold cheese.
He doesn't love
cold
cheese.
Yeah, I don't like cold cheese.
It's a weird bit.
So grilled cheese?
That's one where I make an exception. Don't like grilled cheeses. Mm. But here's the weird twist. I make a silly grilled cheese.
So you're
I'm amazing at making grilled cheeses and then giving them to my kids because I won't eat them.
Okay.
Those are monstrosities.
And then finally, last but not least, there is a rock musician who's 74 years old.
Okay.
Who is officially a billionaire now, Cakes. Do you care to guess? What rock musician?
I think I know it. I'm just going to throw a dart. I'm guessing because he probably sold his catalog to, I don't know, Sony Music or somebody for big dollars. My guess would be Bruce Springsteen because I think he's around that age.
He sold his music catalog for $500 million 3 years ago.
Man.
He is now officially, Bruce is officially a billionaire.
The boss. Good for him.
Huh? Do you think he worries about the fact that Peacock upped their subscription price to $7.99.
He doesn't even know what Peacock is.
It went from $5.99 to $7.99.
Did they pull the okey-doke on us?
I get salty on that.
Hey, should I go to Judy now or when we come back for break about Drabby? What do you think? You go to her when we come back?
We can come back, yeah.
Yeah, go to her when we come back. Judy works at the Bowie Radio Museum.
Oh, we might have an in.
Yes. Maybe we can... We may not get in the Hall of Fame, but we can at least get in the Bowie Radio Museum.
I mean, if we can't make the Bowie Hall of Fame, then we are true losers. All right, we'll talk to her next, and we'll get into some Dan Quinn news from the Commanders. Maybe even touch on our media event that we attended last night. We'll do all that when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.